Hi everyone, this is Dennis Wilkinson introducing this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. In this episode, Vlad, Pete, Mindy, and Lorna talk raccoons and air horns. It's really stupid. In fact, I recommend you hang up the podcast right now. Anyhow, here's a word from our motherfucking sponsor. How the fuck do you hang up a podcast anyhow? This is Dennis Wilkinson here to announce a bold new product. Need a snack that's bold, tasty, and keeps you powered up? Grab Lightning Rod's Energy Dogs. The world's first energy drink-infused hot dog, packed with protein and energy to fuel your day. Don't overthink it. Don't think about it. Put them in your mouth. Ask for them at your local 7-Eleven.
This is my vocal warm-up. I go...
You motherfucker.
Merry Christmas, fuckers.
Do you want to eat my asshole out?
Who the fuck is this?
Drop that soap, Luigi.
Boom, 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 boom.
I can boop you on your chest.
We were just wondering if any of your kitchen staff wanted to put French fries in Lorna's butt.
I just want to know if any of them are cut. I'm not, like, if they're not, like, I'm not
interested. Oh, the fries are all fresh cut.
15L, how can I help you?
That, too. Hi. Yeah, my business partner, husband, Pete.
Mom?
We're going to be coming in the...
Mom!
Rusty. We're going to be coming in there with my son, Rusty. He got... a new toy for Christmas from my brother-in-law. I don't know if you've ever heard of this type of toy. It's called a air horn. But he's just been playing with it like ever since he got it. So when we're there, there's a good chance that he's going to play with the air horn. And I just wanted to let you know that that was going to happen.
Mom!
When are you guys coming in?
We're coming in there tonight.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We're coming in there tonight. Honey, just tonight. Stop blowing the air horn right now. You can do it in the restaurant. In the restaurant, honey.
I don't know that we can allow an air horn in the restaurant.
Well, it's actually like an emotional support air horn. He does have papers for it. They are doctor signed, okay. So it is something that he does have a right to bring and does have a right to like expel, you know, some of that energy that he has to via the air horn. So we just want to let you know that that was going to be happen. We're going to be in there at about 30. You might want to let some of the other tables know. But it's just, you know, like, I appreciate you accommodating the situation.
Okay. And did you guys have a reservation?
We do.
Okay. What was the name on it?
Our last name is Anderson, but I'm not sure what name Jessica used when she made the resi. I'd have to ask my assistant.
Gotcha. And how many people was it going to be tonight?
I think we're down for four.
Okay. It looks like I don't have any other reservations booked for the evening.
Okay. Then what is the issue? So we just come in. What is the issue?
Yeah, there's no issue at all. I was just checking to see if you guys had a reservation.
Well, then if you don't have any reservations, then why are you asking me if I have a reservation?
I just need to make sure that I have a table for you guys. That's all. It's a show.
But you have
tonight.
No reservations. Like, you have zero
correct,
reservations and you're harassing me like this? Yeah.
No, I thought I'm not my harassing you at all. I'm Jessica... just double checking and trying to put down a reservation if you needed it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be coming in there about half an hour. Oh. It sounds like no one's there, so the air horn is not going to be an issue. So I appreciate you. Thank you for doing your job. And we'll be in there to have our food. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing good peasant work, and I appreciate it. You're a pleasant peasant.
Ah, that was great. Mom, you're awesome.
Please hold for
queens.
The next available team member. All calls are being recorded for quality assurance.
Welcome to Pilot Flying J Guest Services. This is Dagan. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's your name there?
Dagan.
Hey, Dagan. Never heard that before. That's quite the name. I bet you were made fun of relentlessly in high school and stuff.
Yeah, sometimes they call me Bacon.
Wow, that's pretty weak, dude.
Oh, is there anything I can help you with?
My name's Pete, and people used to call me Peter, and they'd talk about like, Peter, penis eater. Did you?
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. My son, Rusty, is in the car, and we just got him an air horn, and it's an emotional support air horn. It's registered with the state. So like he's going to come in there and, you know, like to help relieve his anxiety. He just like rips on the air horn and goes burr, 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 kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know that that's going to happen soon.
Gotcha. Okay. You are calling the call center, so you're not calling the actual store yet.
Oh, which store? Like, because I'm trying to call the one in Hesperia.
Yeah, Hesperia.
Hesperia.
Hesperia. I can transfer you over there.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, one moment.
You sound sexy.
Okay, Pete, now we can go professional, because it'll look like a call from their center.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So do we call from the corporate office?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for calling, Pilot. This is Justin. I'm going to assist you.
Hi there. This is Dave. I'm calling from the corporate office. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. Listen, we've been having trouble getting gas stats at your location. The Hesperia location. And
Having troubles getting what?
Gas stats. The computers aren't synchronizing with the mainframe here in corporate.
Okay.
So yeah, we're just gonna need to put you on hold for a quick second here, while I get the IT people involved, because this is a kind of a problem. You don't have to be a manager or anything like that to take this call. Okay. We just need it to upload. We need to do a reboot just, you know, to upload. Yeah.
So are our pumps going to go down or anything?
Nope. We just need to reboot things on our end here. So if you could please hold. What we're going to do is we're going to see if we can establish connection with your store. And then we're going to get you to do the reboot on your end if that fails. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to please hold while we wait for the reboot. It should only take about maybe a minute or so. All right, please hold. We just need to upload to the TPOs.
What is a TPO?
Hi, ma'am. This is Vlad. I'm over here in the I'm in tech support. We need to do just a quick reboot. We are getting some bad numbers in the gas printouts coming from your location. This should just rattle some numbers loose. You know how you just do a simple reboot of the system and it'll work for your phone? It's just that type of thing. Some ones and zeros got in the wrong places. And we just need you to stay on the line for just over a minute and we will do a full reboot. You don't have to do anything on your side. It's all on our side and everything should be flowing just fine after that. Can I ask, have you been getting...
Where is this from?
I'm with the corporate office. I'm over in the tech service center. I think there's also Pete on the line who's in the corporate center. I'm just over here in the tech support side.
Okay.
Okay, and what was your name?
Diana. I'm the Wendy's manager. He had to pass me the phone because they have a long line.
Okay.
I came over here to drop money, but they have a long line
Diana.
Over here, so...
Hey, Diana. How you doing? You, are you guys having a good evening sales over there?
Yeah.
I'm starting to run some things right here. We'll just chat for a second while I'm getting stuff run. My sister, she used to have a partner of hers who had a thing for Wendy's. The TPOs are okay. It says we're at 16% already here, Diana. So I guess that their whole thing was that, you know how you guys make the double and like the triple and stuff like Dave's. So his name was Dave. Mm-hmm. And they had this whole thing where they would go back behind the dumpster and she would give him what they like to call a sloppy double or a sloppy single. He really liked the extra sloppy single, which was, like extra mayonnaise and stuff. And they got freaky with that stuff. It says we're at 27%. I just need to run a couple of things here to make sure that everything looks good on your side. Just please hold with me for 1 second, Diana. I really appreciate you. And how was your Christmas? Did you have a good Christmas? Good, yeah. good. Ours was good. Ours
I'm
was good too. Yeah, I need you to stay right on the line. We will be ready shortly. 28%. It's rolling through. Just please hold for just a second. Thank you so much, Diana. Really appreciate you. Thank you so
you
much.
You can give us a call back when it's done.
Thank you for holding. Your hold is so important to us. Please continue to hold, and somebody will be with you eventually.
But I don't know what your guys like.
Drop in, tune up, gas in, gas out, drop a nut. Please hold.
Hello?
Flying J Travel Centers, where you can travel to and get gas and other things. Have a sandwich. Who knows?
I am dying. I am fucking dying over here. We need to listen through to the shit they said on the other side, because that shit was funny. I got a ticket to Hatchapi.
Hi, Riley speaking.
Hi, Riley. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My son is a nonverbal autistic raccoon. His name's Vlad.
Okay.
And we're going to be coming into this location. Despite being nonverbal and a raccoon, he's quite precocious. He's really well read.
Dragon Con Pilot, you speaking, may I help you?
Oh, hi. What's your name?
Evie.
Edie?
Evelia, but I'm known as Evie.
Evie. Ah, yes. Okay. Okay, like electronic vehicle.
Kiss.
Are you electric?
No.
Good. Good. I hate fucking electric cars. Electric cars can all go suck a dog's butthole.
Can I help you?
But not you. You're a wonderful person.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
You're the one at the counter right now on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah, I could see you. My son, he's in the truck here. Hang on, I'm gonna have to give you Lorna. Lorna, can you take this for a sec? I gotta go get the air horn away from Rusty.
I got it, honey.
Oh, holy fuck.
I'm so sorry. Our son,
what are you doing? No, it's my air horn.
And his cousin gave him an air horn. He has been playing with this thing since we got it for Christmas, and he just keeps getting it. So when we come in there, he may be blowing the air horn. I just wanted to let you know that might be a thing that's happening. And I think it's important that he isn't treated as an individual. So if he decides to use the air horn, an air horn. Yeah. So he's going to be using that the entire time we're in the store, probably. And that's something that you're going to have to deal with.
Oh, that's fine.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, honey.
I can help him.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
Here.
We just want to let you know. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
She's going to slap the fuck out of that kid. She's ready. She didn't care. She's going to slap Rusty across the mouth.
Thank you for calling Pilot Flying J. This is Brian speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Flying J. We are going to be coming on in there. I have a emotional support animal, fully registered with the state. His name is Lucky. It is a raccoon. Fully trained, fully licensed, and has all his shots and everything. I'm going to be getting a shower. So when I'm moving about back there, I will just have him with me. And I just don't want anyone to be too disturbed by that or anything.
Yeah, no worries. We got you.
Okay. All right. So, I will have him back there in the shower. He's usually very, very good for that type of thing. And he needs to get washed up himself. He's been eating hot dogs and stuff for days. He's just been farting up a storm in here. and just really got to get him cleaned up. And, you know, we both really just need to get a good shower in, you know. I don't know if you've ever traveled with a raccoon, but they're not exactly a neat and tidy traveling companion. And he may, in fact, rip apart your store when we're in there. I may have said that he's trained, but he may, in fact, shred your store, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no worries. Just as long as you have full control over him and everything and stuff like that, we're all perfectly fine.
Oh, man. I may have referred to something about control and licensing and stuff. I just picked this dude up. So, man, I'm going to be rolling in there. I got this raccoon I picked up about a mile and a half down the road. We're going to take a shower and see what happens. So, I don't know, dude, but that's going to be in your future. So, hey, we're going to see what happens together, right?
All right.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll be in it shortly. His name is Rusty.
No, no problem.
Or Goldie or whatever you want to call him. Fuck, man, I just met him. I don't know. I can't ask him. He's a fucking raccoon. He's no nonverbal. Problem. I think he's 6 years old.
Jesus,
dude.
Christ, I'm not a raccoon. I'm a 12-year-old kid.
Dude, how are you talking? What the fuck?
I'm not a raccoon. I'm a 12-year-old boy.
Dude, who gave you that air horn, bro? What? What is happening? Oh my god, it's gonna be a fucking scene, man. Let's go.
Somebody get man away from me.
Who gave you this air horn, bro?
Alright. But
hey Sarah, how you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. My son, we have him, we gave him one of those lollipops, one of those big suckers right now, so he's quiet for a minute. But most of the rides since he got this toy from my brother-in-law, he got this, what's it called, an air horn? You ever heard of a toy called an air horn?
Vaguely, I might have.
It makes a big sound, like, bop, 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 bop. You know, it makes like a honking sound. It's like a little button. It's like a can. Yeah. He got one of those, and we're going to be coming on in there. I just want to let you know that he's been blowing this thing like crazy. So when we're in the store, chances are he's going to be blowing that air horn the entire time we're in there. And we're going to be in there for a while.
Okay, I can't guarantee that it's not going to irritate somebody else, but as for me, I have a 6-year-old feral nonverbal raccoon, so I completely understand. I think I hear the horn myself.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's blown. Did you say that you have a 6-year-old nonverbal raccoon?
Yeah.
What does
that
mean?
He's autistic. He's autistic.
Did you say, and you did you call him a raccoon, ma'am?
Yeah, I called him a raccoon. He doesn't sleep, he plays with his food, and he hisses and growls at people when they talk to him. He's a raccoon.
We are talking about a human being or a raccoon.
Yeah, no, my 6-year-old son.
Okay, all right. You call me a little raccoon. I like that. That's all right. All right. So you yourself you understand that a child who needs to blow an air horn needs to blow an air horn.
I completely understand. So my son runs around playing with plastic
that.
Bags and popping
that.
Them. So I get it.
I'm glad we took the time to address the 6-year-old nonverbal raccoon reference, because I thought if that had just slipped under the door on me, I would be perplexed this evening. But I do appreciate you taking your time with me. I hope you had a great Christmas.
I did. Thank you. So, yeah, we'll see you when you come in. I will let everybody know kind of what's going on so they're not, you know, too annoyed by things.
Yeah, just tell him that he's just a little boy. He likes to think of himself as being bigger than the entire store. He stomps around kind of like a T-Rex thesaurus. And he's going to be blowing on that air horn and acting like a dinosaur. But we're going to be in there for a while, but we're going to take care of everything.
I'm fucking enormous.
And I appreciate you so much.
No worries. Like I said, I'll let everyone know.
All right, then. Thank you so much. You have a great evening. We'll see you very shortly. You won't be able to miss us, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Bye.
What a fucking champ that lady was.
I like that she calls her kid a raccoon.
She called her kid a 6-year-old nonverbal raccoon.
And I wasn't sure it was a good gift, but it was
present, and he's just going to be blowing it the whole time. And I told him he's not even doing
it. Thank you for calling Plan J. Tiffany, how can I help you?
Hi, Tiffany. My name is Lorna. We're going to be coming in there. We are coming back from Christmas at the in-laws. You know how that is. And my husband's brother gave my son, Rusty, an air horn. He has been playing with this thing the entire drive. So I told him that it would be very naughty to be using it in the inside of there, but I just want to let you know that he might be using that the entire time that we're using the bathroom and showers and stuff there. And I just think it's important for him, you know, like as you're raising a child, for them to learn about consequences and to be treated as individuals. So I'm letting him make that decision. I'm told him it's naughty, but if he chooses, and he's listening to me right now, and Rusty, I'm talking to the lady, and if you go into the place and you choose to use the air horn the entire time you're there, I don't think they're going to be very happy with you. Would that be right, ma'am? You wouldn't, Mom.
Ma'am, you discipline and take care of your child all how you wish to do so.
Yeah, this lady's right, Mom.
Child's parent, so.
That's what I'm saying is that it's up to you guys.
I think you guys should have a great day and drive safely. Thank you.
That's what I'm saying is that it's up to you guys to discipline my child.
Whatever, Mom.
Fucking bitch. that lady clearly doesn't have children. No, I want you to wrestle it out of his hands. No, I want you to deal with my child. Physically, if you must. I'm not going to discipline
that. Him.
I will not. No, I will not. This is important that he learns, you know, consequences, and he's an individual. Hello? You guys just want to treat him like a baby. This isn't a baby.
Okay.
Emotional support gimp.
We're going to try and call that place again. Just call us, Vlad.
Hello, and thank you for calling Pilot Flying J Store 1080.
Yeah,
we're located in California.
Thank you for calling Flying J. This is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hi, Tiffany. My name's Vladimir. We're going to be coming in there.
You know what? I was just talking on the phone with your wife or whomever you guys are with.
That's what I'm calling about. Tiffany, yes, that's what I'm calling about. I appreciate you, Tiffany, and thank you for pointing out that you just spoke to my wife. I was just about to mention that. As my wife said, my brother gave my son this air horn. I think it's a terrible idea. He has been just ramming on this thing the whole drive.
Sir, I am not going to go back and forth with an air horn.
I'm just letting you know.
I am sorry.
No, I agree with you.
Here,
Tiffany, I agree with you.
But if your child
Tiffany,
chooses to do that, that
I
is
agree
your
with
discretion
you.
And your responsibility as a parent.
You need
to
listen to me for a minute, Tiffany. Tiffany.
What
fuck
do
you
need, you. Sir?
Listen to me, you fucking cunt. Tiffany, you're a fucking
you.
Cunt.
You are calling
Open
me.
Your
you have a
ears.
Great day.
Open your fucking ears, you fucking bitch.
Whoa, dude, you called Jesus her the Christ. Effing F word? Not what? Cool.
Yeah, I did.
You
fuck
hurt her
bitch.
Feelings,
she
Vlad.
She was steamrolling me.
She
shit.
Was steamrolling you, but you hurt her feelings.
Well, good.
That was rude.
Well, good. Fuck,
I know.
Fuck you,
that
Tiffany.
That was awesome. Fuck Tiffany.
Bitch.
Take Tiffany and piss on her butt.
Yeah. I always preferred.
What did you prefer? Oh, Vlad. Where are you? I guess Vlad's microphone went out again.
Hello? Fucking Tiffany. Tiffany's fucking with my shit.
Oh, Tiffany's hacked your system?
Tiffany's hacking my system.
Tiffany's hacked your mainframe.
God damn it. God damn it.
That's funny.
I think we're good. I think I just need to stop playing with like wires while I'm talking. That would help. Bop, bop, bop. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, Tiffany can
really,
shit
really
in the butt.
Yeah, call again as Rusty. Call as Rusty. One time as Rusty. Call as Rusty. Call as Rusty.
Well, you want me call to call as Rusty, you son of a gun?
Say the parents are fighting. Blow the horn. And blow the horn.
Hang on a sec.
Yeah. You have to.
Hey, it's
you
me, Rusty, to. You fat fucking cow. Fuck you, lady.
Yeah.
I just want to edit the sound effect so it honks right away.
Think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. You are funny, Stamps. That's very funny. That was a Tiffany joke, everybody. I started singing it before I even got it, Stamps. Nice one. Good work. Great work. I started singing it, then I got it. You are on fire tonight, Stamps. Is it a full moon or something? What's happening? What is going on?
God damn it. I'm just trying to edit the air horn sound effect there. And it's not letting me. Oh. Is it not letting me because I'm stupid?
Maybe. You are just a stupid kid, Rusty. You dumb shit.
Not cool.
Hey, Rusty, I bought a... So I went and got pizza tonight. They were making donuts in the back. And they were making Boston cream donuts, and they had not yet iced them. So I purchased an uniced Boston cream donut.
Weird.
Interesting, right?
That exists?
It does now.
Hmm.
You need me to do a structural integrity test on this thing, Stabs? You need to diddle this donut?
Diddle a donut, yeah.
Diddler's Donuts.
It's been a long time since we've done the old Tim Hortons call.
The old Tim Horton. That should... What? You need a weird sex term for that. The Tim Horton structural integrity test when you finger the donut.
Finger bang the donut, yeah. All right, let's see if this is better. There we go. Is that too loud?
Ooh,
or?
That's good. That's punchy. Hit it.
All right.
Fuck you, Tiffany.
All right, Fat Tiffany is getting a call.
Fat Tiffany.
Hello, and thank you for That's calling good. Pilot Flying J Store 1080.
Fat Tiffany. Fat Sally.
Great Big Tiffany.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Flying J. This is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hey, Tiffany. This is me. It's Rusty. I've got my air horn.
Worth it. Worth it. We won, Tiffany. Get fucked. She couldn't talk over that, could she? Ha! Steamroll this, Tiffany. Ha!
Hey, everybody! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of shit. Speaking about steaming piles of shit, you can join us in the Discord where we take a shit live. Oh, yeah!
We also have a Patreon, Redbubble, and a bunch of other things. You know, just click on the link in the show notes.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.